Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 20th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn down 11 cents, 515 and a half. March wheat down 14 and a half cents at 657 and three quarters, and March beans down 32 and a quarter cents at 1353 and a half. The Brazilian rains continue to fall. They had great rains, you know, from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, as much as 11 inches of rain in some spots. Caused a little bit of local flooding, but not bad. The trucker strike is still looming, but with the Brazilian harvest so slow, I don't know if it's going to make a whole lot of difference. There were no export announcements this morning. So beside the rains in Brazil, and the Brazilians raised their production estimate by 600,000 metric tons to 135.6. It's obviously a new record production number there. And I think that number gets bigger over time. But I think the big news out here, what everybody will be talking about, is Treasury Secretary Designate Janet Yellen said she plans to take on the Chinese abuse of trade and economic policies. That's sunk the market out here. So you've got bigger Brazilian production, no real problems out there. Argentina's had some rains, and now you've got this bit of news. And these markets have, taken a pretty hard drop. The beans are almost a dollar off their lows just from last week, or their highs from last week, rather, at a high of 14.36. So we're about 85 cents lower. Is it going to be one of these things where people are going to try to buy a lower opening here? I mean, it's one heck of a break. The corn has gone from 41 and a half, filled the gap here today, touched the 10-day moving average, got down to 12. 512, so it's almost a 30-cent break in the corn market. If we close under that 10-day moving average today, I think it's going to be an indicator that these prices can move lower. In my email last night, I mentioned that the title was, don't let this one pass you by. You know, I don't know how many times over the last 48 years I've heard farmers say, boy, I can't believe just a month or two ago we could have sold $5.50 corn or beans at 14 bucks. And, now we're down considerably lower than that. You know, I hope you've paid some heed out here and at least gotten some put protection on. And I don't know what the summer is going to break. Are we going to have a drought or not and send these prices to $18 to $20 beans and to $8 or $9 corn? I don't have a clue. What I do know right now is that things are changing out here and you need to be pretty nimble and at least get some kind of protection on to protect the downside. Dollar's up just a little bit. I don't think that'll have much impact. Silver's up 16, gold's up 13. Dow looks to be up 100. I don't think the outside markets have much to do with this. I think it's going to be all about the funds and whether they want to lighten up on more of these long positions. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.